Lin on Xiaoqiao Little Bridge. Today, we're proud to introduce a new member to our Tri-Media podcast team, XB.
Hello everyone, I'm XB.
So, XB, I heard you've found out many interesting facts about Liaoning.
Yep, I've done quite a bit of research and some of the attractions are really quite intriguing.
Really? Sounds good. Well, to start off, Liaoning is located in China's northeast region. Liao is an ancient name for the area, adopted during the Liao dynasty. Well, Ning actually means peacefulness or tranquility.
Liaoning also shares borders with Mongolia and North Korea. In fact, Dandongshi, which shares the Yalujiang or Yalu River with North Korea, is very much influenced by its culture.
Wow, that should be quite an interesting city to visit, with its mix of cultures and people. Well, we're very proud to have with us today Ting Ru, who will speak to Zhi Xing about Liaoning. Ting Ru is a Liaoning native who is currently working in Singapore. Let's hear what she has to say about the place.
我们有个韩国城，有一个商场是卖那些韩国东西的，然后它还有一条街是专门是韩国小吃啊。然后它附近都是韩国人居住的地方，也有韩国的学校。
那些商店都是由韩国人来开的吗？都是
对对，卖的东西都是韩国的，
就是特地从韩国运过来的。
嗯，
所以它的价格会不会比较比本地的那些产品来的贵？
会
贵多少呢？
很多，因为他们有卖那种传统的衣服，还有那种美容的东西，都蛮贵的。
Oh, that's cool. I think she was saying that there is a small Korea city in Dandong.
That's right. There's a big marketplace that specializes in Korean products. There's also a street which sells only Korean delicacies, such as Korean barbecue and live seafood, which are available all throughout the year.
Yep, and the place is populated by mostly Koreans. There are Korean homes, schools, Korean shops which sells Korean stuff.
Yes, I got a point. But since the goods are imported, are they more expensive than locally produced goods?
Well, yes, it's much more expensive as they sell traditional Korean costumes and makeup. But I'm sure you'll see a lot of that if you visit Gugong.
Gugong? That's the Imperial Palace, right?
Yep. The Shenyang Imperial Palace, a well-preserved cultural relic, has now been turned into a museum. Previously, it was the palace of Qing Dynasty emperors before they conquered all of China and moved their capital to Beijing.
Wow, the emperors. It must be really grand then.
It actually occupies an area of 15 acres with 300 rooms in 70 buildings. It's commonly known as the older brother of the Forbidden City in Beijing.
Now that's one more addition to the list of why I want to visit Shenyang. Also, did you know that somewhere near Shenyang, there's actually a hill known as Guaipo?
As in Strange Hill?
Yep, it's known as a Strange Hill because vehicles that drive uphill don't have to accelerate. But when they go downhill, they have to step on their accelerator pedal.
Yikes, that's so weird.
But Liaoning is not strange really. Like Singapore, they have a war memorial to remember the heroes who died in World War II. Ting Ru tells us more about their yearly visits on 18th September.
我们小学、中学时候都会老师学校组织带我们去那边祭拜那些我们的英雄。然后我们会在那边参观一下重复一下以前的历史，然后让我们记住那时候发生什么事情。然后有时候我们会去那些英雄的坟墓，然后做一朵小白花给他们。
所以每年都会去那边，然后老师就会在讲解他的历史所发生过的事情。
对。
那么你心中会不会好像还是对那些日本人有点怨恨啊或什么的？
其实还好，因为那已经是过去的事情了。
OK， 那么就是对，就是日本人就是还是就是会记得他们做过的事情，可是还是诶，就是有原谅他们啦。
对，因为那个是好像以前日本人做过的事情跟现在不一样了，所以虽然是已经发生过了，但是说我们要记着它，没有当作好像没有发生过一样，这是一个历史。嗯，
那么你们到了那些英雄的坟墓会不会默哀？
会，
就默哀一分钟吗？
对。
Oh, so the student groups visit the History Museum every September?
Yes, they go there to learn about their history and to remember their war heroes.
Sometimes the students also make little white flowers when paying respects to the dead.
So does Tingru feel any hatred towards the Japanese?
No, because it happened in the past. She feels that they should forgive but not forget.
So they do that by observing a minute of silence. Now I know. Well, despite all the heritage and attractions, Liaoning is generally known to be an industrial area.
Well, I can understand why businessmen want to come here. In Dalian, I heard that there's a lot of fresh and affordable seafood.
Thank God, I'm not a fan of seafood.
But I am. Well, Dalian is also a tourist attraction with beaches, resorts, zoos and shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah, shopping. It would be a very different shopping experience though with the extreme weather. Let's listen to what Tingru has to say.
四季春夏秋冬，然后我们是冬天比较冷，好像零下20多度，有时候会到零下30度这样。夏天呢就比较热，和新加坡来比较，就是夏天的时候我们是没有靠海的，所以是比较干热。
是干热，不像新加坡那么好像闷热，对吗？
对。
Oh dear, Tingru says that during winter, the temperatures can dip to a low of -20 to even -30 degrees.
Yeah, that's right. It's very different in summer though. The weather is really hot, but at least it's dry.Not like in Singapore where we get all sticky and sweaty with all the humidity.
Right, XB. Oh well, that's all we have for Liaoning this week.
Tune in next week as we bring you some very amazing facts about Shanghai. I'm XB.
And I'm Eileen, with you right here on Xiao Qiao Little Bridge. Thanks for listening. See ya!